What's going on, y'all? This is your man, Darren Devine, and this is the Hustlers Entertainment Report. We'd like to welcome everybody to this podcast and make sure you follow your man on all the social media handles, D-Devine for your mind. And when you follow those social media handles, make sure you hashtag Double D's Experience, all right? Double D's Experiences, D-U-B-B-L-E-D-E-E-Z. Experience. So let's get into the top story. Your man Jadakiss just signed with the Roc Nation, right? Veteran MC of the Lox posted on his IG about the new venture that he did with Roc Nation, which is home to other premier artists such as Jaden Smith, Rihanna, Rhapsody, and of course, Hova. Now the money amount wasn't disclosed. In the post, but we can safely assume that your man has made a nice little piece of change in this venture. So shout out to your man Jadakiss for that move. Hopefully he'll be putting out some new music that'll hit the streets and go up into the stratosphere. He'll get his just due that he needs to have, you know, going into the mainstream. All right, so hopefully that's what's up with Jada. Speaking of The Rock, Forbes just put out a report saying that Jay-Z and Beyonce, the power couple, have a combined net worth of $1.25 billion. Let me do that in my Dr. Evil's voice. $1.25 billion. All right? That's a combination of Beyonce pulling in about a cool $355 million for all her tours, endorsements, and album sales. And your man Hove, you know, having his streaming service title, Roc Nation, and other business ventures, he pulled in another cool $900 million. All right? So that's a shout out to the business couple, you know what I'm saying? Pulling in that bag, you know what I'm saying? Now, R&B producer and artist The Dream just made a cool $23 million by selling 75% of his music catalog. Now, in case you didn't know, The Dream writes for a lot of your favorite artists, such as Beyonce, Rihanna, and Justin Bieber. So he had songs that was a part of his catalog that he sold 75% of and made a nice little cool $23 million off of that. Now, he gets to keep 25% of that catalog, so, you know, it's not like he's just giving the whole thing away. He'll still be making some pocket change, you know what I'm saying, off of that 25%. So shout out to The Dream, you know what I'm saying, on that come up. Now, here's a story I came across. This is kind of crazy. It's kind of weird, and I have to label this the Hustler's Weird News, but this kind of tripped me out when they came up with these figures, all right? So, you know what I'm saying? Let me just stop the music for a moment because this is serious, because we're going to talk about the country in Africa called Mozambique, all right? And they have three large exports. One is aluminum, which they value annually at $378 million. Coal, which they value at $678 million. And the third export, which annually makes about $800 million a year, is heroin. That's right, heroin. So, 40 tons of heroin comes into Mozambique at about $20 million per ton. When you do a quick add up on that, it's estimated that they pull in about $800 million off of that export. Now, here's the crazy thing about it. One of the big reasons that they're able to make so much money off of heroin is because a lot of the drug runners use WhatsApp. You're saying they use WhatsApp? Right, because it has a hyper secure encrypted platform which allows the runners to get very secret and secret instructions from a lot of these different overseas lucrative markets in Asia, Europe, Dubai, and the United Arab Emirates. And with all those total combined markets, they're able to pull in that much money. 800 million. That's just the one market. Now, if you could just get, like, I ain't gonna mess with the heroin too tough, but any of them other markets, if you could just give me 1% of 1% of that money, hey, you know what I'm saying? That'd be good for the brother, man. But that's the latest on the Hustlers Entertainment Report. This is your man, D. Divine, for your mind, signing off. And any questions that you have, please leave them in the comments below. Thank you very much. Holla back.